I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're falling into fall with some of my favorite singer-songwriters.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Tom Petty. Oh man, is he really gone? He's really gone. It was October the 2nd, a season just kind of like now where the trees. You can see that the seasons are changing. You can see the fall falling into the leaves, the colors changing and the temperature dropping. Tom Petty was only 66 years old when he passed away in 2017. That album is called Full Moon Fever, and it's from 1985, Free Falling. So that's kind of like a landmark song for me. And when I put this playlist together, I look at it and I realize almost every single song on here is from the 60s, the 70s, or maybe the 80s. So these are like landmark songs for me. You know, and it's only been 8 years since Tom Petty left us. And he's kind of already been left behind, and that's as it should be as the generations totally switch place. So we're going to be listening to some landmarks from the generation that is leaving us. In 1969, the Beatles did A Hard Day's Night. It was black and white. And it was electric to see them, I mean, electrifying, to see them playing in person and talking to people and just to feel like you got to see who they were. And If I Fell, to me, when you hear the harmonies between John and Paul, it's one of the most beautiful songs they ever wrote. And it was so early in their songwriting career. And then, you know, if you've ever listened to Now and Then, there's a good chance that you've heard me mention Joni Mitchell in 1974, her album Court and Spark. Help me, I think I'm falling. So as we fall into fall, maybe we'll fall in love if the Beatles have their way about it. If I Fell.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than her. Trust in you, oh please, don't run and hide if I love you too, oh please, don't hurt my pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if I was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two, 'cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad. I fell in love with you. You're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet-talking ladies' man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your freedom. not like we love our freedom.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love with you. If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true? Joni Mitchell's. That's probably one of her most commercially successful albums, from the way it was produced, the instrumentation, the light, bright, poppy feel. And then the Beatles, 1964, A Hard Day's Night. Oh my God, would you promise to be true? My little heart was just pounding. So, the idea is we're falling through fall. And I don't play my own music very often, but I'd like to share a song with you that I recorded with the only band that I was ever in the 90s. The band was called the Bleecker Street Reality Band. We all lived, or a lot of us lived on Bleecker Street in Manhattan, down in the Village. And our bass player named Dan Martin, his girlfriend Linda Rabiette, wrote the lyrics to the song called Falling Out Through Air. And Dan wrote the music. I collaborated with him on it, changed some of the chords, worked out the harmonies, and we went into the power station to record it. We never did really release the album. We kind of broke up before. We did a big CD release party at Mercury Lounge down on Houston Street, but then we broke up the same night. We never did release this album, but I'm very proud of this music. So Falling Out Through Air, you know, sometimes you lose your footing and you kind of, who am I? You get insecure. And the first lines, you know, you want to be an invisible woman. Everyone will stop and stare and say, look, she's not there. From the Bleecker Street Reality Band. This is Falling Out Through Air.
By
and she's falling out through it.
Well, you can be a fire in the sky hot, like an early winter's morning light, or the sugar candy so sweet,
so
stuck
sweet
in the air of the dark. Straight, straight in the eye. You say that you care, but your actions take on a different form. I reach for you, and baby, you're not there.
She's lived many lives, she's been everywhere. Time passes by. She's falling out through it. She's lived many lives, been everywhere.
Falling out through air. That was the Bleecker Street Reality Band. That's me on Kathy Geary lead vocals and guitar, and Dan Martin on bass, David Sokol on drums, and Kevin Giordano on lead guitar. We had so much fun recording that. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I'm going to compliment myself, and I'm going to put my song, our song, right next to Bob Dylan. Because the theme of today's show is, you know, falling into fall. And in 1985, from his Empire Burlesque album, it doesn't matter who loves who, if you love me or I love you, when the night comes falling from the sky. This is Bob Dylan. Would you even recognize that as Bob Dylan? That's from Empire Burlesque, released in May of 1985. You know, he's 83 years old, born on May the 24th in 1941. And it's amazing how many lifetimes he's lived in that one life, how many different genres and styles. He fell prey to the musical trends of the 80s when he recorded that. Amazing lyrics, but it's so atypical of Bob Dylan. When the night comes falling from the sky, and then the punch, the knockout line, you know, it won't matter who loves who. You love me or I love you. Anyway, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. We're falling into fall. So we've been talking about falling in love and falling out through air and help me, I think I'm falling and free falling and we've been falling. So what are we falling into? We're falling into a season of the year and the seasons are so powerful. And, you know, I lived in Manhattan full time for many years, but now I'm living here full time. And, you know, those buildings in the city, they don't change color. Huh. You know, there is a certain amount of nature and beauty in the city. The parks are magnificent. But there's nothing like living right here in the River Valley where we live and really seeing the landscape change. Whether you live on a rural road and it's covered in brown hay bales, or you're on the river and you're seeing all the leaves fall into the stream, it's an incredible season. It's a season for kind of preparing for winter and getting grounded. What did I do this year? And getting ready for the winter, you know, and kind of like reflective. It's a quiet time. And yet in some cultures, it's the season of the witch.
To see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Some cat looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange, sure he's strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beat mix out to make it rich. Must be the
when I look out my window. What do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in the ditch. Oh no, must be the season of the
time you may embrace, a time to refrain.
turn, to everything there is a season. Pete Seeger wrote that song in 1959. And except for the title, To Everything There Is a Season, all of the lyrics came from the Bible, from the book of Ecclesiastes, the first 8 verses of the 3rd chapter, to be specific. But it was when the Byrds recorded that song that it was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on December the 4th in 1965. To Everything There Is a Season, that was David Crosby singing in there, Jim McGuinn, Chris Hill. So right before that, we heard a song from Donovan. So we go from the sacred to the profane, The Season of the Witch. That was Donovan from his Sunshine Superman album released in 1966. So I imagine that there's a significant portion of our audience here that might not have been alive in 1966. But for me, these are landmark songs. And when I think of the idea of the seasons changing and how music and art can reflect that change as everything mellows, as you kind of position yourself for winter. Judy Collins recorded a song by one of my favorite singers named Sandy Denny. The song is called Who Knows Where the Time Goes. It was the title of her album released in 1968. Judy Collins was also really instrumental in helping songwriters have careers. She was one of the first people to ever record a Joni Mitchell song. I think it was Both Sides Now she recorded. She also introduced Leonard Cohen. She recorded several of his songs before anybody knew who he was. And likewise, the title track to this album, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, is by a British singer named Sandy Denny. Oh, my goodness. So let's listen to Judy Collins, Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, how can they know it's time for them to go? Before
Who knows where the time goes? That's Judy Collins. So as we enter fall and we watch the seasons change and we ponder life and we ponder death and the trees and nature, they have things to teach us. One of my favorite, I use that word so often, Becca Stevens, there's something just inexpressible and about the depth of her lyrics and the depth of the talent this woman has as a songwriter, as a performer. Becca Stevens turned 40 this year on June the 14th. In March of 2024, she had her second child with her husband. And she has just released an album called Maple to Paper. And it's a very intimate album. It's just her with her guitar. She recorded it at home. And she expresses ideas that are so beautiful as she thinks about losing her mother and having a child. She puts all of her gifts to bear. In this beautiful song, it talks about a tree sitting on a bench under a tree. And so I think the trees, to me, are such a significant part of the fall season. It has a very sad title, but I think you'll find it to be just a very satisfying song. If I Die Before You, Becca Stevens.
If I die before you, don't put me in the ground. Plant for me a sturdy tree you can lean against year round. Don't clutter up a graveyard with stone to trip upon. Write my name on a nice bench you can rest on when I'm gone. If I die before you, don't line up one by one. My funeral would bore you, 'cause funerals ain't fun. And if it's really for me, here's what I'd wanna see. You're listening to good music and laughing in the sun. Lord, it on the living, hold tight before they're gone. Speaking more good you'll do than what's already done. And write my name on a nice bench you can rest on when I'm gone. If I die before you, there's more that I can do. Give me up to science and burn me when they're through. Scatter me in places where we had the most fun. And write my name on a nice bench you can rest on. Missing out on memories I'd make with you, every bread I'd break with you, and perfect moments spent with you like this one. So slip a smooth stone in your pocket, touch the cool stone to seal a memory, send your sorrows to the touch, be a duck, let the for good luck, or to be together. If I die before you, what's mine is yours to keep. Make a pretty bonfire and burn what you don't need. 'Cause I don't wanna weigh your body down when mine's asleep. So in all the little things I clung to as I reaped, my picture frames and failures in a mess around your feet, burn it down and carry on the parts you wanna see, and write my name on a nice bench that'll get you off your tired feet. Watch the seasons pass with me. Rock a baby on your knee and wrap up in a song that takes you home.
That magnificent song is written by Becca Stevens, the maturity of those lyrics. Joni Mitchell was only in her 20s when she wrote about the seasons they go round and round. Joni Mitchell recorded an album called Travelogue in 2002, where she sings with an orchestra arranged and conducted by Vincent Mendoza. This is Joni Mitchell.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons. Over 10 clear frozen streams, words like "when you're older" must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came. I go round and round and round in the circle again. Mm-hmm.
16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, until you drag your feet just as slow as the circles down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle. Spin by, and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur, coming true, there'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round. Round and round in the circle again.
That was Joni Mitchell from 2002 with Vince Mendoza conducting a beautiful orchestra. It's nothing like a live orchestra. You can't synthesize that stuff. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we were falling into fall. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked the music. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. Once again, thank you so much for listening.
I'm Callison Stratton, a singer-songwriter, public historian, and host of Liberation Station here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers across genre and time. It's my little way of balancing the scales of representation on the radio. Join me for Liberation Station every Saturday evening at 7 p.m., only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill. On your radio at 90.5 FM or streaming online at wjffradio.org.